Penguin Random House Audio presents The Woman Who Would Be King, Hatshepsut's Rise to Power in Ancient Egypt. This is the author, Kara Cooney. Author's note: certainty plays little role in this history of Hatshepsut. The nature of the information passed down to us is uneven, and because so many of her monuments were destroyed, the jumble of perceptions we are left with are from other people, many of whom lived millennia after her death. I have had to break many rules of my Egyptological training in order to resurrect and reanimate Hatshepsut's intentions, ambitions, and disappointments by engaging in conjecture and speculation and creating untestable hypotheses as I attempt to fill out her character and decision-making processes, even though I document my sources and accentuate my uncertainties. Any supposition on my part is warranted, I believe, because Hatshepsut remains an important example of humanity's ambivalent perception of female authority. Even in the absence of exact historical details and reasons behind Hatshepsut's actions, I can still track her rise to power by following the clues left behind by herself, other kings, courtiers, officials, and priests, thus filling out the circumstances of her life's journey as I go. I have decided to forego any long-winded analysis of architectural history, relief, statuary, text, and genealogy, instead focusing solely on Hatshepsut's narrative. I have also eschewed reconstructions of Hatshepsut's ambitious building program because the extensive evidence of it already fills many volumes. Indeed, Hatshepsut's impressive architectural agenda has lured historians into creating a narrative of objects and buildings.